Dun, 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 dun. You made it to Wednesday. Wow. That is so remarkable. And that drum roll that I played for y'all, that's what I hear in my head every single day when I start a brand new day. As we made it through 2 days of the productive week, per se. Mondays, people believe, are the hardest day of the week because they're not ready to handle the trials and tribulations that may come. And then Tuesdays, people have equipped themselves and prayed about everything they handled on Monday and being equipped to handle those things on Tuesday with more ease. And then Sundays, this is a day of rest. So with that being said, is there's nothing that God's presence in your life is not peaceful. I don't care what it is. People say, well, it's chaotic. Okay, what's chaotic about it? Then when you think about chaos, God's presence is not chaos. When God fills your spirit, it's so peaceful and it's such with love. So that's why I call Wednesdays Wellness Wednesdays. Understanding and analyzing that relationship with God is so powerful. And understanding how God's love for your life and what God does in your life is so impactful, okay? So with that being said, let's go to the scripture. James chapter 1 verses 12 through 17 in the King James Version. It says, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for he has been approved. He will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I'm tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desires has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my brethren, beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. James chapter 1 verses 12 through 17 in the King James Version. You look at that scripture, look at how God is moving in people's life and understanding how powerful God's presence is in your life. So with that being said, let's go ahead and pray for today. So Heavenly Father, I said to you this, give each one of your amazing people that call upon your name and ask for you to enter their life, Father, even the ones that may have not yet. Father, I ask that you continue to fill them with your presence and the living water, Father. And with that being said is, let nothing, and I repeat, let them be able to decipher between the spirit of evil and your spirit, and let everything that comes from you, Father, produce fruit so they can understand how to produce fruit and going forward, Father. I pray all these things in your heavenly name. I pray. Amen.